Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another great Kenny Talk experience. I am the one and only Kenny Talk. It's that time. It's the show everybody been waiting on, right? It's the show a lot of people been tweeting me about. It's the show people been hitting me up on Facebook about. Unappreciated. We're going to talk about feeling unappreciated today. On return back from the break, we got to jump right into, guess what? We got to jump right into the relationship truth of the week, because I've been getting a lot of feedback from the relationship truths I've been posting lately. Good feedback and also critical feedback. But you know what? I accept it all and I appreciate it all. Right? You're on listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show. It's called the Kenny Talk Experience, and it's only on Dollhouse Radio. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat for a wonderful, wonderful conversation, a wonderful lecture, where you're going to get a chance to hear from myself and some of my Facebook friends about what they feel about this topic. We're going to speak on it. That's how we do it. Salute. Kisses at your lips. That's how we do it. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long you niggas bop? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Know already now, safe from the shot? All day, nigga. Top side? All day, nigga. This Shay, nigga, shopping for the winner and the checks made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money unless you got eight figures. But at GDP, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon, that sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Ken, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway sticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? All day, nigga. Post some henno for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. Chop, 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 chop. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real tough right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram. I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid.
Go crazy.
looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yeah, yeah, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
You guys made it to the weekend. You made it to the weekend. Well, I like to call it the weekend. I like to call it hump. This is my weekend because this is when I'm having the most fun, everybody. I'm having the most fun when I'm in here with you guys doing what I do. So, yeah. Absolutely. It's about that time. We're about to jump right into the relationship truth of the day. Okay. Now I send these out every single week, but let me see how I'm going to handle this today. I'm going to go in, right? We're going to go in, and we're going to jump right down to some of the posts that we post throughout the week that people be, you know, they be going in on me about sometimes. They be looking at me like, Kenny Talk, hold up, man. Where you get this from, man? Right? And I'll be like, you know what? I mean, I get it out of my head, man. It's like, it's real. It's the stuff that people think about, but they're afraid to really speak on it. It's the stuff that people need to accept, but they don't accept it because guess what? They're so used to tradition. They're so used to the way things are, or they're so used to wanting things to be the way they are or they used to be. But the relationship truth just kind of cuts right through that. One of the ones that stood out and got a lot of talk was this one. It says, the relationship truth goes as follows. It says, real commitment means sticking with your team through the winning and the losing. Real commitment means sticking with your team through the winning and the losing. Now, now when I say that, what exactly do you guys think I mean by that? The winning and the losing. Keep it real. Hey, the winning and the losing. And the losing is you in a relationship with somebody, right? We know that there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. But the funny part about the downs is that when you think about the downs, people actually assume the downs are going to be a certain way. Nobody assumes that the downs are going to be that which you feel like you can't deal with. The downs are the things that you feel like is the straw that broke the camel's back. That's the term that people use in relationships. You know what? That was it. When I came home and I caught her in bed with another guy, that was it. That was it. when I went through his phone and I found such and such, that was it, right? And we make our decision to switch teams. But see, the post kind of touches on that because it says real commitment is when you stick with your lover through the winning and the losing. Now, that part where we talk about the straw that broke the camel's back, what I just said, you know, those couple of examples, that's the losing. That's the losing. And see, it's about sticking with them through that. Right? A lot of people say they'll stick with their person thick and thin. But what if the thick is something that you just feel like you can't bear? Your perception of the dick is not something that you can't handle when you're just getting into a committed relationship. You're thinking about stuff that just frustrates you, stuff that the person might do that, you know, that you asked them not to do. But when you talk about those serious things that you consider deal breakers with everybody else, if you are in a committed relationship with that person, there should not be a deal breaker. Especially when you're talking about some of the things that a person is doing. That shouldn't be a real deal breaker because it's something that you just don't want to deal with anymore. Now, if it got something to do with you being physically harmed, that's totally different. But how many of us break up out of relationships because we're being physically harmed? How many of us switch teams because we're being physically harmed? Some do. Guess what? Not a lot of us. All right, for those just joining, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we're going to discuss, it's time to go in. We're going to discuss, guess what? Feeling unappreciated. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, I mean, if you guys have ever been in a relationship, right, you felt like there were certain things that the person took for granted. No. Raise your hands. Call in 646-595-4038 right now. You're not afraid to tell me that you have once felt like you were being taken advantage of or taken for granted, you know, in those words or in that order, right? Hit us up and we want to know. We want to know if that's how you feel. Hit me up on Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience. Those that are not having added us as of yet, you crazy. And we be dropping some, and I be sharing a lot of great stuff. I got a couple of posts I want to share as well that I sent out on Facebook that created dialogue around the subject of feeling unappreciated. Hit us up on Twitter, at KennyTalkEXP, right? Don't forget, everybody, Dollhouse Radio, at Dollhouse _. Y'all got to get on that, right? Follow us on Twitter. We go in, Dollhouse Radio. The Kenny Talk Experience, right? So let's go. Let's jump right in. All right, the first point I want to touch on today, the first matter of business is, we're going to do the Keep It Real letter, right? And the Keep It Real letter is 100%, it's going to be about when he don't love you the way you love him, or when she don't love you the way you love her. What does that mean? I've heard it a lot, man. I'm not going to speak on that one yet, though. I shouldn't have brought it up. I wanted to surprise y'all. Damn. That's all right. We got a letter. We got a letter all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, right? He don't love me like I love him. We're going to dissect that a little bit. Okay? Here's the thing. This is where we're going to start when you talk about feeling unappreciated. Many of us feel that we are not valued because we are not getting what we want. Many of us feel that we are not valued because we're not getting what we feel we deserve. And I need everybody to hold on to your horses. Don't get me wrong. Kenny Talk is empathetic about you feeling like, hey, this person here is taking what I do for granted. Right? The only time that people feel that they're being taken for granted or that they are unappreciated is when what you give, you feel like you're not, it's not reciprocated, right? It's not, you're not getting it back, or you're not getting what you feel you should get or what you want to get, right? I need y'all to understand, first and foremost, that what you feel you deserve is a perception. It's an opinion. Uh-oh. Let me go to Facebook. I think I done stirred something up over here. Those just joining, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and I am Kenny Talk. This is Dollhouse Radio's on the Real Relationship Talk Show, right? I just got to make sure y'all know that. But check it. What you feel you deserve is an opinion. Okay? A lot of us give and give and give in relationships so that the person that we're overgiven to, or we feel that we're overgiven to, shouldn't have a problem given to us or overgiven to us, right? But this is where the problem comes in at. You have to analyze what you're giving to a person. You have to analyze what you bring into the table for a person. And you have to ask yourself, does that person value this? What do I mean by that? Does this person really value this? People can appreciate things you do, but not value them. What do I mean? Can you talk, what do you mean by that? Somebody hit me on Facebook. They put a bunch of question marks. Allow me to elaborate. Hey, and they listening, man. You right? Hey, everybody, they listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show. But allow me to elaborate. This is what I mean. This is what I mean by that. Okay. I can give a woman back rubs when she come home from work. I can give a woman foot rubs. I can run her some bath water from her hard day's work. I can have a four-course meal cooked for her waiting to show her how much I love her. Okay? I can give those things. And my woman, I'm sure any woman, you know what, I appreciate that. Thank you, Kenneth. I appreciate that, Kenny Talk. But let's talk about value. What if the woman that I have, after a hard day's work, want a glass of wine, a sandwich, and to curl up in the recliner and be left the hell alone for a couple of hours after a hard day's work? What does she value at? That's the difference. She would appreciate me doing all that other stuff, trying to rub her feet, trying to rub her back, running her the bath water, washing her back for her while she's, you know, having that small talk with her or whatever. But it's up to me as the person that's doing this giving to ensure that I don't feel unappreciated or to feel that she is taking for granted all that I do for her when she gets off work. I have to be attentive to what she really values when she gets off work. But if she don't want to talk, there's some women don't even want to talk. There's some guys don't even want to hold a conversation when they first walk in. They want a stiff drink. They want to eat their food, and they want to flop in front of the television without nobody saying nothing to them for at least a couple of hours. You can have the dinner ready. You can try to hold conversation. Maybe, how was your day? You know, let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. Anything I can do for you at this point, just let me know. And it's like, leave me alone. I value being left alone right now. I appreciate all that you want to do. But that's the difference, everybody. I want to drop that on your head real quick. So do y'all feel me on that one? Y'all hit me up. I'm gonna go to Facebook real quick. I got a young lady that hit me up to say, well, you don't need to be in a relationship if you value being alone at certain points, because a relationship is about togetherness. A relationship is about aligning yourself with the person that you love and that loves you, so you guys make a whole. Okay, I appreciate you letting us know that. That's a very good point, and I'm going to go ahead and address it real quick. We're going to make sure we address it. But we need you to know is that relationships, I believe you're right. Relationships are about that. Relationships are about, guess what? You know, you being there for each other. But don't forget that relationships are about also individuality. What do I mean by individuality? Let me tell you my Facebook friend. Hey, you know what? She hit back and say, check this out. The individuality is stop at the door of a relationship. This is not about being an individual. You know what? God, a lot of people believe that. You have to understand this. At the moment that you met this person, you are attracted to their individuality. No, you are attracted to what they a guy or a person is naturally going to do well. Going to adapt to the things that you like.
Yes, I love a lot.
Okay? Going to do things that appease you or please you.
Yes, I love
press
a lot.
All the right buttons. We're gonna do all that up front. Cause, I mean, it's sad, but I'm trying to tag you at the end of the day. I'm trying to get you in the sack. I'm trying to get you in the bed, in the king size. So I can have my way with you, right? Sexually. But what you can't do is you can't feel like a person don't appreciate you after some time of being in a relationship with them. Their behaviors don't reflect the ones that they implemented during that time. If you feel unappreciated for that, then you're just being unrealistic. You're being oblivious to what's happening. Those just joining us, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. That's me. And you're listening to Dollhouse Radio, and we are discussing, guess what? Feeling unappreciated. Real topics, real conversation, real solutions on Dollhouse Radio. Remember, if you want to join in on the conversation, 646-595-4038, you can listen. I see a lot of you guys on this, and I see people want to listen. That's fine. However you want to do it. Hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Twitter. I'm going to go to Twitter real quick. Okay, I got a comment. I got a guy that says that he felt unappreciated because of the fact that he cooked and not too many guys cook. He felt his last relationship was not, in his relationship, he was not, his cooking wasn't appreciated. He says that he did certain things. He wasn't as handy around the house, but he got everything did as the man. Whether he had to pay somebody to do it, work with somebody to get it done, he got everything done around the house. And on top of that, unlike the average man, he can cook a mean meal. He felt like his woman took that for granted. Why? Why do you feel that? Now, don't get me wrong. Kind of going back to the point we made a little earlier. Thank you for submitting that. You feel that it's a true statement that not too many guys can burn in the kitchen, right? But a lot of their girlfriends or their wives or whatever kick their feet up, they can serve them, right? Serve them food, right? Good food. Well, what about the woman that you
love?
What about that woman? Value that. It's not that she didn't appreciate it, because I'm sure she sat down at the table every time you cooked and she ate and got full and enjoyed it, if you're as good as you say you were, right? Sure she did. So she appreciated it, but she probably just didn't value that, you know? And when you talk about being handy around the house and taking care of everything, well, I'm going to be the first to say it as a guy. That's going to be kind of the minimum expectations for a man around the house. I want to hurt no feelings out there. I'm just keeping it real. We're going to talk. That's what we do on a Real Relationship Talk Show. What we want you to know is we want you to know that, guess what? We're going to tell you the truth. Whether it stings, whether it feels good, whether you hate it,
whether
you love it, that's what we gotta do. We're not gonna be biased here.
Yes, I love a lot.
I realize that I'm a guy. There are a lot of people that may feel like I have a biased approach. But you know what? I say things that, tick guys off. I say things that tick girls off.
Yes, I love a lot.
I say things that guys can understand and respect and appreciate. And I say things that women can do the same. But when you talk about feeling unappreciated, a lot of it is self-inflicted. Not to say that a lot of you out there are not being taken advantage of. I believe that you might be. Some of you are. If that's the case, we're going to touch on that a little bit as well, a little bit after the break. Those who are actually getting, getting taken advantage of, right? So that's a point that we're going to make. All right. Here's another point that I want to make. I got women show men that they love the acts or their behaviors more than they love the person themselves. Women show men that they love the act or the behavior that they're implementing more so than themselves. Because when you think about it, and I'm going to drive this point on home. I'm going to drive this point to the house before we go to break and before we read the Keeping It Real letter. And you know what? At the end of the day, I don't want to piss nobody off. I just want to just tell you the way it is, you know? I want y'all to feel me on this one, right? Here we go. What do you mean by that, Kenny Talk? See, they hit me up on Twitter asking me what I mean by that. Man, I ain't afraid to speak on it. I'm going to tell you the truth. Well, here we go. Well, it's what I mean. That's what I mean by that. When you talk about women, when I say women love the act or the behavior more so, they act like they do more so than they love the person. Here's what I mean by that. You break it down. Daughter forever broke. Like the dude said on that movie was Jones. I'm going to just tell you the truth. When you talk about feeling unappreciated, or when you talk about the reason why you're upset or you're unhappy for the situation or relationship you're in, when we talk about that, one of the main things we focus on is, guess what? Certain things not happening anymore. Right, or certain behaviors. And it makes the guy feel like, guess what? Wait a minute. You only care about the acts that happen or the behaviors that happen because you ready to drop me and leave me like a bad habit. Bad thing I can shake that in the head. That's all I'm saying. Ready to drop me that quick. So in other words, the most important thing to you is going to be the acts or the behaviors. But that can make a guy, ladies, feel unappreciated. Okay, so what? I haven't actually took you out on a date in a while. Okay, I haven't actually rubbed your feet. All right, I haven't told you I love you, ladies. I know, okay, I get that. Right? I realize that I could do better with intimacy, like just having that small talk with you, talk to you about your day, place emphasis on things that you deem important. But then, for the fact that I might be distracted for some sort of reason, you don't leave me for that. It's like you send the message, ladies, that that's more important than me. So you really don't love me. Love when I'm doing these certain things, and that makes a man feel unappreciated. Oh, I went there. I'm going there. That's all. I need everybody to feel me on that one, right? All right. It's about time for us to take a break. Those that just joining, I want you to go nowhere because we got more information I want to drop on your head, right? About feeling unappreciated. I'm going to drop it on. It's a Kenny Talk experience. Remember, I'm a published author, too. You can go to Amazon.com and get that book, The Truth That Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together. Get you one. You can tell me what you think. Truth is on the way. All right. But check it out. We'll be back fast, and you can take Cat in the Hat on the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio, where we discuss the unappreciated. We'll be back with the Keeping It Real letter, where we got a letter coming from Cleveland, Ohio. And we're going to address it. We're going to speak on it. If you want to speak on it, 646-595-4038. Or you can inbox me on Facebook. If you haven't added us yet, Kenny Talk Experience on Facebook, and we'll be back fast, and you can say Cat in the Hat. Let's do it. We'll be right back.
the best. Okay. The next, you my ex. I swear you try me on purpose. I swear we need a ref.
Okay.
But baby, I am a champion. Lay back, I'll ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
On the telephone, this nigga acting crazy. Bedroom like a boxing ring, at each other's necks all day. Talking all this
shit,
trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face, keep trying to call me babe. It's what with the. Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moon la la. Yeah, yo. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Just give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me out the side. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't ask. You forgot, I called a shot, like blah, 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 pay me what you want it, don't act like you forgot, bitch better have my money, bitch better have my money, pay me what you want it. Stop doing 100 y'all in my rear view mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where like, y'all blah, blah, blah. Louis 13, and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot. Like, blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money.
Talk show, and you know what, man, it's time to jump right into, of course, the Keeping It Real letter, like I promised y'all, right? I want everybody to feel this letter right here that I got, and it's coming from Cleveland, Ohio. Up, Cleveland. Let's get right on in it. Cleveland, Ohio says, it reads as follows. You can write in at talk69@gmail.com or hit me up on Facebook like Cleveland did. Appreciate you, Cleveland. Alright, here we go. She says that she has been in her relationship with the person that she's with for several years. They have been some pretty good years. But she does feel at times that he don't love start doing this self-analyzation, and you start probing, and you start asking questions, and you start, you know, making accusations, and you start pointing the finger, you know, you're going to have a disgruntled man. You're going to have a man that's feeling like, number one, where is all this coming from? Number two, I do appreciate you. You don't want me to worry, so I don't worry about stuff like that. Right? Has he ever been in a position where he did have to fight for what you, guys said? You got to watch that as well before you proceed. Now, if you do that self-analyzation feeling and the answers line up to the point to where you're ready to have a conversation, in your conversation will be a great one because you've done the self, analyze. That's one thing we don't do when we want to sit down and have dialogue with our lovers. We don't go to the self analyzation here. I even heard that, I used to hear how women, they wait days before they'll come back and have a conversation with you, right? When they're upset about something or when they suspect something. But the thing about it is, women, a lot of women don't do any self realization during that day.
Appreciate it.
Okay. I got one brave lady. She coming. She do. She say. She said absolutely. She says we have to let our men know that we can be demanding, and when they step up to the plate and get a B. Hey, this is her words. If they step up to the plate and earn a B plus, we have to show them how much we appreciate it, even though it's not the A plus that we want. Right, because you know what? When you express appreciation for the B plus, I'm going to use her terms. If you express appreciation for the B plus, it makes them feel good about working harder to get the A plus. Tell her, if you express appreciation for all the madness, and I like to call it madness because a lot of times women think they bring so much good shit to the table. A lot of time it just be just a lot of stuff that you think that's good. And that brings me to my next point. But women bring a lot of stuff to the table that they feel is worth so much to the guy. Fellas, let's identify that. Just let them know we appreciate that, right? Because if you express appreciation to them based on the things that they bring that we... I mean, let's say we appreciate it, but we just don't necessarily value it, then I think that women might be a little bit more receptive to the feedback that we give them about valuing, bringing to the table what we value, right? A guy might just want to come home, and he wants you to feed him, and he wants you to shut up talking to him. And you know what? You might need to do that for just about an hour or two when he first walked through the door. Have him a beer ready. Have his dinner ready, and just get out his face for a minute. A man has so much to deal with during the day doing his job. And vice versa for women. Your woman, fellas, your woman may have a very, very trying job. She might. When she gets home, you need to be ready to give her that attention that she needs. If she like her back rubbed, her feet rubbed, if she wants you to have dinner ready, if she just wants you to have the house cleaned up, just so she don't have to come home, doing laundry, making sure the dinner get on, right? You sitting in front of the television. Now, you the man, she's the woman. I get that. But exceed her expectations sometimes and see how that makes her feel. That's just keeping it real. But the next point I need to jump to, and this is a great discussion. You guys, if you got friends that are missing this awesome conversation right now, you know what? Have them go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio, and they can click on blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio. They can click on the link Kenny Talk Experience and they can listen to this show. They can add us on Facebook and just look at our timeline. We promote. We trying to get the word out. Right. You can listen to this show anytime you want. Tell a friend. is he ready for their man.
Backwards, change, and thus, someone that's still
what you feel you deserve is really just your opinion. And when you don't get it, you feel you've been cheated. There's a lack of appreciation for many of the things you practically give, because a lot of the things you give is really not needed. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, a lot of times it's not needed because it's really not necessary, is all I'm saying. It's not necessary to bring a lot of that stuff to the table. But it is necessary for a person to be able to communicate that. Shout out to everybody that listens. Shout out to Facebook. And I bet not ever hear nobody say that, because that's mine. Hey. Happy Hump Day. Have a great weekend. Safe.